Hello, friends, and welcome to day number 67 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. Wanted to start off with a little bit of an apology because today I'm posting later than usual. My computer decided to run a delayed April Fool's joke on me by not allowing any of my microphones to work until I uninstalled and reinstalled everything. But we're back. So here we are on day number 67. Please be sure to download that Bible in a Year reading plan or print it. And check what you are to be reading today. You can click that link that's in the show notes to get the reading plan. You'll see that it suggests 1 Samuel chapters 7 through 11, Psalm number 67, and Proverb number 5. Today, by way of this podcast, I'll be reading 1 Samuel chapter 8, but be sure to read the rest of those chapters as well. 1 Samuel chapter 8. When Samuel was old, he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of the firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abijah. They were judges in Beersheba. His sons didn't walk in his ways, but turned away after dishonest gain, took bribes, and perverted justice. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel to Ramah. They said to him, "Behold, you are old, and your sons don't walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations." But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." Samuel prayed to Yahweh. Yahweh said to Samuel, "Listen to the voice of the people and all that they tell you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me as their king over them. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them out of Egypt, even to this day, in that they have forsaken me and served other gods, so they also do to you. Now therefore, listen to their voice. However, you shall protest solemnly to them, and shall show them the way of the king who will reign over them." Samuel told all Yahweh's words to the people who asked him for a king. He said, "This will be the way of the king who shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them as his servants, for his chariots and to be his horsemen, and they will run before his chariots. He will appoint them to him for captains of thousands and captains of fifties, and he will assign some to plow his ground and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war and the instruments of his chariots. He will take your daughters to be perfumers, to be cooks, and to be bakers. He will take your fields, your vineyards, and your olive groves, even your best, and give them to his servants. He will take 1/10 of your seed and of your vineyards, and give it to his officers and to his servants. He will take your male servants, your female servants, your best men, and your donkeys, and assign them to his work. He will take 1/10 of your flocks, and you will be his servants. You will cry out in that day because of your king, whom you will have chosen for yourselves, and Yahweh will not answer you in that day." But the people refused to listen to the voice of Samuel, and they said, "No, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles." Samuel heard all the words of the people and rehearsed them in the ears of Yahweh. Yahweh said to Samuel, "Listen to their voice and make them a king." Samuel said to the men of Israel, "Everyone go to your own city." Gracious and eternal God, we give you thanks for this day. We thank you for your word, that we can find you in your word. We pray that you would send forth your Holy Spirit to open your word to us, that we might gain its truths and its insights, and so that you might order our steps, and that we might glorify you in all that we do and all that we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, friends, here in 1 Samuel chapter 8, we're seeing a bit of a progression happen. If you recall, we just finished the book of Judges, where God raised up these judges who were not just the clerical types, but many saviors who, when God heard the grumbling and the groaning of his people, sent and raised up these judges so that they could be liberated from the oppression. And as we know, that cycle kind of spun out of control. God would liberate the people. They would become complacent and go back to their old ways, chase after the nation's gods who were around them, whom they were supposed to kick out of the promised land, if you remember, and just get back to the old mess. Well, here we are. We see the people now asking for a king. They want to be like the nations who are around them. How quickly they forget that they were supposed to be a holy people, which means that they were to be set apart from those nations so that those nations could see what it's like to have the true God, the true king, over a people. They were supposed to be a light to the world around them so that they can draw in the people and continue to build the people of God. Yet here they are wanting a so-called king, someone from the world to rule them. And God tells Samuel, all right, we're going to do this thing. We're going to give them the king that they want, but they're not going to like it because that king is going to be oppressive. He's going to take advantage of the people, take their things, take their children, and put it all to his use. Samuel was very upset. God is also upset, but he's getting used to the people going and chasing after idols and other things that are not God. God said, they didn't reject you, Samuel. They rejected me as their king. God all along wanted to fulfill that role for us, to be the royal office, the royal figurehead that reigns and goes before the people in battle to provide protection, to give them what they need. God wanted to be their all in all, yet the people wanted someone that they could see with their own eyes and touch with their own hands. And they get what they asked for with King Saul being named as the king. We'll see later on that the king that God would have for the people, the template for the true king, that is Jesus, who would come through the lineage of King David. David is the one that God says is a man after God's own heart. He is the template. He is the source that would bring about the eternal kingdom. We'll see that playing out in future chapters. What we should take away from this today, though, is that we ought not to covet the things of the world, to chase after what the world thinks is awesome, that we should have in our homes, the things that we should have in our possession. No, we are to chase after God first. Remember the words from the New Testament. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all of these things, they'll come, they'll follow suit, because God knows that you need things like food and drink and clothing and a home. He cares for you, and he will provide. So we ought to center our priorities on God, center our lives on God first, and not chase after what the world tells us is good for us, because in the end, it's not. The only thing that is good for us, that helps build us up, is from God. Nothing else. No one else. So friends, center your hearts on God this day. Recommit to following God's word and God's plan for you so that you might be a blessing to God and to the world. Well, friends, I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow, the same place. Until then, God bless.